Aaron Robles, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First, just considering when we're having this conversation, the COVID-19 pandemic has created struggles for all of us, and this past week has been a challenging one. How are you? How are you doing right now?
Well, things are, a little crazy, but as an entrepreneur, I've learned early on in my life to adapt. I've been trying to take things in stride as much as I can. You know, it just where everyone's attention is makes certain things that we're trying to do difficult, you know, in terms of promoting and what's appropriate. We're doing okay so far. We're making sure that we're staying focused and getting everything that we need to get done.
For listeners who might be unfamiliar, what is Founders Spark and what do you bring to the community?
Founders Spark is an organization I started 3 years ago. The idea started with me inviting a ton of my entrepreneur friends together for food to, you know, see what kind of connections could happen when people start to meet one another. And now, 3 years later, it's evolved into what we call an entrepreneurial support organization. So what that means is anyone who has a business or wants to start a business, we're a resource for them, and we want to help them build that business in our community.
You have been working hard to develop a podcast called Heart of the Hustle. I'm excited to say we'll be airing episodes of it on WBOI Presents throughout the summer and beyond. I'd ask why now, but the pandemic has made many of us listen to more podcasts than we were prior to COVID-19. Perhaps there's been an opportunity here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, again, I'm always looking for silver lining and opportunity. And like I said, adapting. So the idea for a podcast we've had since the inception of Founders Spark. Once we started doing our events the way that we do them now, we just knew that there was really great content there. So we've been recording all of this since 2019. And now that everything happened with COVID-19, we've had to kind of scale a few things back. But like you said, it's a great opportunity now to take the podcast and put it up. And, you know, for a lot of people who've been to these events, it's nostalgia to hear them again at a time where there's so much craziness happening.
I'd like to know more about the Origins series. Hearing the first couple podcast episodes has made me wish that these were on my radar when you were doing them in the first place and we were all still gathering in person. How did the Origins events work?
Origins is actually what Founders Spark started as, you know, so that little get together that we did back in 2018 eventually turned into Origins because when we grew, we realized there were so many things that we could provide for entrepreneurs. So we created Founders Spark as a company, took our monthly event and called that Origins. And the idea behind Origins is to share the stories of entrepreneurs that have been around the block a few times, you know, so we sit them down and we have them talk about some of the most personal things that they've ever said, you know, some of the things that people have shared with us, they've never said publicly. So we've had people talk about surviving cancer, going through divorce, depression, suicide, very personal things that, you know, are just a part of life. And it's great because a lot of the people in the audience who maybe have a business, support business, or want to start one, they get a look into what it's really like to run a business while life is still happening.
What has the process been like for you to go back through these stories now that we are in an uncertain time? I know one of your Origins events featured Gus Rodriguez, and that one's got to be bittersweet now that Caliente is closed.
Yeah, I mean, the first thought that you'll hear me say when I look back at all of these, it's first off, I miss people. You know, I miss being able to have these events. I miss being able to connect over such raw emotion with people. So that's the first thought. But, you know, I think that it gives us a lot of perspective in the sense that things are always changing. Things are always crazy. Some of the things that my speakers have said in the past are insane that they've been able to surpass that. And I think now when things seem so difficult and maybe hopeless for some people, it's that reminder of we'll get past this. You know, especially like you mentioned, Gus from Caliente, great friends of mine, great people. They cater all of our events. You know, I'm a big fan of their food. And it was very heartbreaking now hearing that they were going to close for good, you know, and I'm so appreciative that I was able to have that interview and have them be a part of our community with the catering and just the support that they provided. It's bittersweet, but again, it shows us the importance of we're always going to be able to learn and grow from their story, no matter whether they're open or not. For me, this podcast is going to, you know, put them in a place where they can always have other people benefit from their story and learn from what they've learned.
What are some of the plans you have for future episodes? You've cleared the hurdle of production during a pandemic. So after Origins run their course, how do you see Heart of the Hustle inspiring future listeners?
Like you mentioned, we're starting Heart of the Hustle with all of our Origins content just because it's there, it's ready, and I think the world really wants it right now. But beyond that, we're going to start to create original content for the podcast. It's going to be me and Taylor Hollister, who's my COO. She's been there from the very beginning. We're going to create custom content. We're going to interview people. And to be quite honest, we don't know what that looks like yet. We're starting to kind of get some ideas, but we're really excited because the podcast offers us range that Origins doesn't, because Origins is very set in what that's for and what it does. With the podcast, we're able to navigate beyond that and do some things that we've never been able to do before.
Aaron Robles, I always enjoy speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time and for this podcast. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.